The court fight in defense of President Trump's policies, as well as the constitutional authority of the executive branch. And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 65 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. Excuse me. Our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite your telephone call, your conversation, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today the lies of marijuana. I simply call it legalized murder in America, and I'm concerned about it, and I'm concerned majorly in the fact that we're going to have it on the ballot in our next election in the state of Florida. For we the people to make a decision if we want the state of Florida to become the pot capital of America, where we'll have, I believe, Lawrence, you've said, about 150, 160 million people that will visit Florida each year coming in to get it. Talk about that.
Yeah, the population of the state of Florida, as one of the larger states in the union, has a significant population and a market for these companies. However, Florida is virtually unsurpassed as a destination for vacations, not only the weather, but the things that are available to do here are profound. Once you look at creating that, or coupling that with an availability for recreational use of marijuana, which is what the amendment is going to push for, then that changes the world. It changes the world in terms of the market for THC and THC products, and the ability for law enforcement as well as any other service organization to be able to manage through that. Excuse me. Once you have the ability to say that this is a constitutional right to ingest these products, again, it becomes different. Alcohol is not a constitutionally protected product. Mm-hmm. You cannot ingest opioids legally. They're not other things that are mind-altering that are constitutionally protected. What this lobby seeks to do is to take advantage of the constitutional process and make it a right to have these mind-altering substances available such that you cannot legally enforce anything against it or create the regulations that impose against that. Now with the different forms of THC availability, not just smoking, but the ways that you can ingest these THC compounds that are derived from hemp and cannabis, the concentrations are so high and so very mind-altering, they become without the ability to manage. And if they become a constitutional right for ingesting, and you can't create laws against them, then there is no way to get the horse back in the barn.
That's right. Explain this to our listeners. You've touched on that, and perhaps that needs some clarification for the listeners. What's the difference in a law that says you can do something and a constitutional amendment that says it is a constitutional right to do something? For example, if this goes on the books and changing our constitution in the state of Florida, it will be a right. So with that right, let's say that you've got a company out here, XYZ company, you've got an employee that works with that company, drives a truck, drives a car, or is in, responsible for a piece of machinery, etc., that constantly is on the job and off the job using marijuana. Can that company fire him? Is it something that can what is the effect that this will have on companies, corporate entities, businesses, if it is a right for employees or for people to a constitutional right to use marijuana? Explain that.
Okay. If something has a constitutional right, you cannot impinge on it, depending upon how that's written, by having legislation. So you can have laws that are passed that, after you have learned more about them, you can go in and change those laws, you can repeal those laws, you can create new laws that narrow or change the way that you can manage away from the harmful effects that people come to know about. The constitutional amendment process is being manipulated here in Florida to try to make this psychogenic product above the law, beyond the law, beyond the reach of any regulation or encumbrance. Mm-hmm. If that happens, then there are very, very, very few options on limiting this. You know, there have been great products and great ideas of the past. At one time, asbestos was seen as a miracle for stopping fires or encumbering fire damages, where you've had terrible fires that have gone on, and they've used it in all kinds of things. You've had paint products that contain lead that were the standard for so many years and very, very effective for specific reasons. But we found out since then that asbestos has a very, very, very harmful effect and create cancer, other things. The ingestion of lead has terrible effects on the mind. The use of mercury has terrible effects on the body. All of those things have been pushed through legislation out of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. What they're seeking to do here is ingrain THC and the form that it comes in and make it above the law and out of the reach. We know that it's damaging, that what it does to an individual child, both in prenatal as well as after a child is born through breast milk, we know that the mother can pass the harmful psychogenic components into the bloodstream of that unborn and newly born individual. The things that have been deceptively sold is that this is a solution for someone going through morning sickness, mm-hmm. or this is a solution to get past postpartum thing. But the damage that it does to those children for the rest of their lives is profound. Not just autism and other things, but one of the things I referred to earlier is there was a study, a couple of studies in Canada and one in Australia that touch on over a million, or right at a million, different cases, and you have not just the increase in autism and entities on the autism spectrum to other damaged mental capabilities, but the behavior disruptions and the chances that child will have behavioral disorders as it grows up are dramatically increased by 3 to 4 times those are risks that are not being presented to these mothers. We just heard about the challenges of Tylenol. Well, THC is profoundly more damaging and is becoming more and more and more easily accessible and able to ingest, whether you're talking about a drink mix or you're talking about gummies or you're talking about any number of things that that can be ingested now.
Speak to that for a moment so that our listeners will understand the danger and the accessibility of marijuana to teens, preteens, etc. I'll start you off with this. In the state of Colorado, because the marijuana industry putting the THC, the marijuana product, in gummy bears, cut chocolate chip cookies, etc. Name some of the products that are laden with marijuana that the manufacturers now are putting out, and what is the danger there? And I'll touch on it. There's no governmental control on how much of that goes in each of the gummies, each of the cookies, etc., etc. Speak to that.
Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to expand the scope just a little bit.
All right.
And touch on, right now, the THC-9, and I don't want to get into too much into the weeds, but THC-9 is regulated. Mm-hmm. It is on the schedule, it has specific regulations against its use and deployment in any number of different products, whether you're talking about your brownies or your cookies or mm-hmm. or other things that might be ingested in. However, in 2018, the Farm Bill included a gateway for hemp production in the farming industry to be able to create and make use of hemp in other ways. Well, one thing that has happened is that while the THC-9 is regulated, the THC-8 is not. It is a direct derivative, and now with the extraction processes that are available and the concentration capability of THC-8, it is just as damaging, and that is largely unregulated. You can buy sodas, you can buy drink mixes, you can buy gummies, you can buy candy, you can buy it in almost any form.
Mm-hmm.
Almost any form, and you can do it by mail order, and you can buy it in just about any state. The one state that has really been a beacon of hope is Arkansas. Arkansas passed legislation against THC-8. And again, I'm going beyond just traditional marijuana and marijuana smoking. The Trojan horse is getting this medical marijuana in a few years ago into the state of Florida.
That's right.
Then trying to say recreational use of that. And in the language of the new amendment, they're saying, hey, we're going to ban that smoke. We're going to ban the ability to do that in public. Well, I got to tell you, once the recreational marijuana amendment passes and the fact that the THC components are available in your blood and it becomes a constitutional amendment to make that possible, all of these other THC entry points into your system and the abilities to ingest are also effectively indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have somebody that is in a healthcare home taking care of an aged individual that can be as high as they want to be because you can't tell when or how that is ingested in their system. Whether you're talking about a school teacher that gets high at lunchtime or at break or whatever by ingesting an energy drink, or they do any number of things, whether it's an over-the-road trucker. We've seen the accidents in,
yes,
in the truckers.
Yes.
One of the things that that this week on Fox News, they talked about a study in Ohio where the fatalities, the individuals that actually died from an auto accident, that almost 42%, 41.9% of those fatalities had THC in their bloodstreams. The autopsy revealed those. One of the things we talked about in the past on this show is back in last year, Florida Trend Magazine published a study from 2018 to 22. Florida saw 25,017 alcohol-related vehicle crashes compared with 2,411 marijuana-related ones. So one-tenth were related to marijuana intoxication. Compared to 10 times that for alcohol. However, the fatalities associated with each category was almost 10 times higher for the marijuana ingesting individuals. Yes. The individuals that were intoxicated because of marijuana.
Absolutely. And, Lawrence, one of the things, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today the legalization of murder by way of the potential in the state of Florida of an amendment being on the ballot, the next election ballot, that would legalize through by way of changing our constitution in the state of Florida to allow the sale and use of marijuana. It's bad enough, Lawrence, to realize what's happening now with alcoholic beverages, etc. I'm looking at part of one of these articles. A major Columbia University JAMA study concluded teens engaging in recreational cannabis use 2 to 4 times more likely to develop psychotic disorders, depression, and suicidal thoughts more than their peers that do not use marijuana. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with the horror stories coming out of the states that already have legalized marijuana. It's bad enough for it to be a legal issue where you can pass legislation, pass laws, and change it, modify it, or eradicate it, and remove it. But we're talking about the potential in the state of Florida with it being a constitutional amendment, making it a constitutional right, which is irreversible, which cannot be legislated out, cannot be overridden by future legislation. I believe Terry is on the line. Terry, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi. You guys covered some of it, and I just want to say it's all demonic. If Satan can't get and destroy people one way or another way, he's going to try other ways. And for the kids, you know, like you mentioned, anything going through the breast milk that the mom ingests herself goes through the breast milk, it's going to be rising up kids who are out of control, behavioral, like you said, and there's going to be more violence. And so that's going to be the demise of people. And then my thought was this, that you had mentioned some time ago, Dr. Youngblood, that Morgan is behind having this pot to be voted on. That, so if there's crashes, people driving, and the fatalities, it's going to be hard to, that'll be lining up Morgan's pocket, because I'm sure, oh, there's an accident, someone got killed, and I was doing the TLC, the pot stuff and everything, and it's all right. And so he's going to get Morgan to go ahead and fight for him for murdering people on the road who are innocent. You know, I could just see a big, huge snowball. It's horrible.
Well, Terry, you're exactly right. In fact, right now, John Morgan, Morgan & Morgan Law Firm, John Morgan is one of the major promulgators behind the previous attempt to put it on the, had it on the ballot, the previous attempt to have it approved in the state of Florida as a constitutional amendment. He is one of the major promulgators today about Trulieve and other manufacturers, distributors of marijuana are also spending hundreds of millions of dollars having that done. I understand, and Lawrence can correct me if I'm wrong, I understand they're spending something like $60 per hour or per petition, I don't know which it is, to have these petitions signed. Terry, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our recognition that it's a demonic thing to destroy our kids, to destroy our way of life as we know it today. Yes. I'm looking at one article that says researchers found nearly two-thirds, 63%, of cannabis users exhibited reduced brain activity during working memory tasks, with 68% recent users showing similar effects. So, Terry, it is a major, major problem. And just as you said about the traffic fatalities, those numbers are astronomical. In fact, you go to the state of California, state of Oregon, the state of Colorado, and you find that after the marijuana was approved in January 2014, went into effect 2014, January, that all illegal activities, all crimes went up 547%. total. Divorce rampant. Spousal abuse major. The foreclosures major, simply because of taking money out of the pockets of the people to pay their bills and to have food, clothing, and shelter provided marijuana in the homes. And in the state of Colorado was the first state to have the alarm bells going off about the number of teens and preteens going to the emergency rooms, some surviving and some dying as a result of taking mom and dad's chocolate chip cookies with marijuana or gummy bears with marijuana, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it deserves our prayer, deserves our attention, and it deserves our knowledge of what is happening so that anybody you're talking with, that you can tell them the dangers, the horror, and say no, no, no to any amendment that will come up on the ballot for changing this in our next election. Terry, it demands our prayer and our recognition, and thank you so much for your call.
Well, and Terry, one thing before you move on. Your thoughts are spot on in terms of what are the motivations of this of these legal organizations in terms of things. Whether you're talking about a workplace, you're talking about a manufacturing environment, you're talking about any number of drivers that are on the road, what is their motivation? Is it in their best interest to have fewer accidents or more accidents? Is it in their best interest for lining their own pockets and creating lawsuits? What is their motivation? Now, one of the things that the tobacco industry did is they were specifically after profits, but the legal entities went after them because they saw after the damages and other things. Do the legal guys know and understand that all of these damaging elements are out there? Absolutely. But you have a $1.4 billion organization with a 380,000 square foot facility in just west of Tallahassee, Trulieve, that has their U.S. operations, a Canadian company, that their U.S. operations centered here in Florida specifically to go after this market. And is it in the legal entities like Morgan & Morgan's interest for them to be as profitable and as successful as possible? Yes, because they're the ones that are going to be sued down the line in terms of creating and doing the product. Now, one of the things that was in the last amendment is protections in the constitutional amendment for those entities. That is not in the new one, as far as I can discern. And so that's a little bit different. So the legal firms are going to be just as aggressive, if not more aggressive, in trying to fund this. Now, we already know that Trulieve itself has, and Smart and Safe Florida, has raised over $21 million this year by the end of March to fund this new ballot initiative. I'm not sure what the number is today, but we know that they have spent already over $21 million. And one of the things that that Dr. Youngblood brought up earlier is they deployed armies, literally armies, to saturate an area to go in and collect petitions. They were paying individuals. I personally had interaction with three, one in front of the Duval County Tax Office here, one in front of a Dollar Tree, and one in front of a racetrack, where they were all soliciting signatures. As I engaged with them, they were all from out of state. Two were from Texas. One was from New York. They told me they were paid $60 an hour. They were deployed from out of state because they could move them around and attack effectively, strategically go after a specific demographic and a specific area across the state of Florida. And I know that they are well on their way to getting 700,000 of the 800,000 signatures that are needed.
Absolutely. Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have another Terry on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood and the gentleman that's with me. But just, I pray that this bill does not pass. And also, too, people are still affected from back in the 60s from the THC. But so much, people are manufacturing themselves a juice that they make. And one person that I met in Virginia, I was visiting them, she passed out from her own concoction. And the kids were running around with things that looked like Chex cereal.
And she said, oh, that's not going to bother them. No, it was laced with THC. Mm. And it's like people don't care. Shut the baby's mouth up. It'll make them go to sleep. And I think that's a shame.
Well, it is a shame. It's a demonic delusion. And, Terry, it demands that we as Christians, conservatives, patriots, it demands that every Christian, patriot, conservative, it demands that every pastor, preacher, every spiritual leader come up to the plate, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and challenge and encourage everyone that will listen to say no. If we don't plan now, if we don't do something now, some are saying, well, we got several months before the election, the next voting. We do, but we need to be on the move today, and we need to continue to speak about it, talk about it, and illuminate the hearts and the minds of people that the vote will be no, and it will not allow us to destroy the state of Florida with marijuana. But, Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Brother Lawrence, I'm looking at another study. Says the study included 110,256,536 enrollees. It showed that the states that legalized marijuana had a 42.7% increase, nearly double that increase in cannabis poisoning when compared to states without such laws. Ladies and gentlemen, that's horrifying. And I go back, Brother Lawrence, to what is happening in states that have already legalized this. At least when they see the harm, when they see the danger, when they see the devastation, they can pass laws to reject it, to remove it, to modify it, and to change it. But if this is a constitutional amendment, that's an impossibility. So speak to us in the last few moments in this proposed amendment that is going to be on the ballot. What does it lie to the people? What is the catch in that, the lie that's really there?
Well, again, it relies on deceiving the public and believing that this is a beneficial product, that this is something that is a panacea of all kinds of positive benefits and other things. But they're totally ignoring the downside of and the impact. There's not a one of us that would go in and put in a chemical compound into our gasoline tank that we know that may make it perform differently for a few minutes, but then destroy it overall. Mm-hmm. There's no one that would go in and deploy something in our home that for a few minutes it might warm us up if we or make us more comfortable, but in a few minutes or a short amount of time, it starts destroying or eroding the environment and even destroying it. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't do those things. However, that's exactly what's being sold to us, and the protections that they're trying to build into this is profound.
Profound. Take the last few seconds, Lawrence, if you would. Give your web address where they can go and do further research.
Okay. There are going to be several, and you're going to see it morphing over the next couple of months. But you can go to keepfloridafresh.com now, and we are publishing. It's going to forward you to our Facebook page, and it's going to publish specific pieces of information that you can review and ingest and share with other individuals. And we encourage you to do that and forward those to people that you know so that they can become more aware and educate themselves.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us down. Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church.